Hail to you, our King. You alone are compassionate with our faults. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him. There, a Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a little of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money back and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you. You do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. Gospel of the Lord. You can see the people are still not open their heart. They just see material things. Mary washed the feet of Jesus with precious oil. And one of the disciples, Judas, said, "Why can't sell them to feed the poor instead of cleaning the feet of Jesus?" Jesus didn't scold him, but said, "Let her do what she wants." That's the difference between love or no love. Mary did everything with love, and Judas just for the sake of money. At the table, people also want to come to see Lazarus, who was risen from the dead. And the scribes and the leaders of the people, they are afraid more and more people will go to Jesus. So they decided to take away the life of Jesus instead of Lazarus. To follow Jesus, it's not always easy. The other people, they don't have peace because they look for self-interest. In order we have peace, we have to live well every present moment, including moments of suffering, if that be the will of God. God is always with us. Jesus suffered before us. Just give an example. Suffering is not the end of the world. Important is the intention of offering a pain for the sake of humanity to get up Jesus for the salvation of the world. That's the only thing that we have to live our life. To get up Jesus of our life don't matter in a time of good time or bad time, just for the greater glory of God.